This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WBXU. I'm Michael Monks. Isaiah Kelly loves shoes and loves painting, and now he has an award-winning business model based on those interests, and it's landed him a trip to Silicon Valley. Kelly won the Entrepreneurs Organization Global Student Entrepreneurship Award, Cincinnati Regional Competition, the first Northern Kentucky University student to do so. He's the founder of Smoove Creations, which he developed at NKU's Student Business Accelerator, known as the Incubator. That's I-N-K-U. B-A-T-O-R. And joining us now is Isaiah Kelly. Welcome, Isaiah.
Hi, how are you?
And we are also joined by fellow student entrepreneur from NKU, Elizabeth Schrout, whose company is called Avasha. It's an app that helps women who struggle with finding clothes and knowing what to buy and where to buy it. Elizabeth, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And also with us is the program director and the co-founder of the Incubator, Zach Strobel. Zach, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Awesome. So let's start with you, Isaiah. I want to hear about Smoove Creations. This is what landed you the top prize at the local regional competition, and I guess a $10,000 amount of money that's going towards the business.
Right.
Okay, so tell us what Smoove is.
Right, so Smoove Creations is a business that focuses on cleaning and customizing and restoring shoes of all quality. And so at that regional competition, it's called EO, so it stands for Entrepreneurs Organization. It's a global network of business owners and entrepreneurs. And so there I was able to win $1,000, but also won $10,000 in local support from local businesses. And then now, so I'll be competing against the top 30 student entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley.
Okay, so February. You're going out west, and that's in February.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're going for what's the grand prize out there?
So the grand prize is $10,000, as well as you now compete in the global competition, which is in Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, my
gosh. The grand prize for that is $100,000.
Okay.
Right.
Well, give us the idea of what the shoes are. How do you take these? Some of these shoes are older shoes, right?
Yes,
shoes,
sir,
that people have already been wearing, mm-hmm, and then you give them a new life.
Right, right.
Tell us what the concept is.
So the concept essentially is a lot of times people be a part of an organization or they just want to represent themselves in a new light. So a lot of times somebody will have a shoe and they'll play for a certain team. And so they want me to put their number on it, or they just want me to put, you know, something that means a lot to them. Maybe their, you know, sorority or organization they're a part of. And so I'm able to take that shoe that they typically, you know, was just a normal shoe that they didn't really care much about, and, you know, being able to give them another avenue to express themselves.
And so what materials are you using to apply to these shoes to do this?
Right. So the main material I use is, it's acrylic leather paint. It's from a company called Angelus Direct, and so they focus on making paints that adhere to leather. So most shoes are leather based, or it can really adhere to any type of material, but it's mainly leather based. So if I wanted to paint a leather chair, you could, but most shoes are typically, you know, leather, so it can apply to that.
Okay, so when did you realize that you might have a business model with this interest?
So it originally started as a hobby. So in 2017, I believe I was 19 years old. It really just started as a hobby. Like, I just saw a kid on YouTube paint shoes, and I really wanted to get into it. And at first, it was just me painting shoes for myself. I just had fun with it, and a lot of people noticed that, and they asked me questions, or that a lot of times they would ask me to do shoes for them. And so once I started receiving more and more notoriety for it, I realized that I might be able to transform this hobby into a business.
And Isaiah Kelly has turned that business into what he calls Smoove Creations. Where does that name come from?
So Smoove was really a nickname that I had in high school.
Okay.
And so it kind of stuck with me coming to college. And so I just kind of stuck with it.
Where do you see this going? How do you see it scaling?
Well, so the entire business behind it, or the overall goal, is to be able to customize any sort of apparel. So right now I do shoes, but I eventually want to move into hats, t-shirts, wallets, iPhone cases, really anything that you wear or any sort of apparel. We want to be able to like foster self-expression and really be able to create different designs with that.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I also want to talk with Elizabeth Schrout. She's also a student entrepreneur from NKU who's participated at the Incubator. Her company is called Avasha. It's an app that helps women who struggle with finding clothes and knowing what to buy and where to get it. Elizabeth, tell us about your concept, how this came to be.
So I woke up one morning when I was 15, actually, and I don't know, I just had this realization of this problem that women have, you know, regarding fashion and not being able to buy clothes and style clothes, especially. And, you know, I told my mom about it, and I kind of kept it private because I was like a freshman in high school, and, I really got to do more research senior year of high school, and then of course going into freshman year of college. And so, through the incubator, we did so much research, you know, speaking to women. I believe we did 94 customer interviews And the concept really is just it's a place where women can kind of become a part of this community in which they can receive personal fashion advice virtually, which is the way, you know, the market is going as far as technology. But they can reach out to these stylists and kind of hone in on that connection, but get this assistance in real time.
Well, who are the stylists that will be providing that information?
So we're still searching and recruiting a team. We've got 5 at the moment who are interested when we launch January 1st.
So you're still very new.
Yes, definitely. Yes. We did some MVP testing and we did have women, you know, reach out and say they wanted to pay for this and they used it and liked it. But yeah, at the moment we are recruiting that team, but they're all qualified stylists. So, you know, they've either been to college or received their certificates, you know, how they do that.
Well, there's technology behind this too. You're talking about an app.
Yes.
Are you a technologically savvy person?
No.
Okay. So how do you manage to use the skills that you do have and to apply them into a tech heavy industry?
So I think for me, it's kind of more about the vision. You know, I'm very like direct with what I want that vision to be, as well as with my co-founder. And so with that, it's very easy to figure out who and what can help us represent that vision. So we've reached out to people who are, you know, they have that knowledge in terms of technology. And so they can help us create that vision.
And it's called Avasha. Where does that come from?
Oh, man. Zach actually told us we needed a name going into the program for the website.
That's helpful.
So, yeah, we came up with Thread Finds, and he was like, that's not going to work. And so we were like, yeah, but we just need something, you know. Over the course of the summer, we really dove into it, and we wanted something that was fun and represented kind of what we were doing. And so with a lot of research, we found the word for shopping in French is called Asha, and it's spelled totally different than how it sounds. And so while we had that, we were like, that's not going to translate well. So we spelled it exactly how it was sounded. And then we went to do legal paperwork, name was taken. And we had already created our logo and everything. And so the way our logo is, it has this large A in the background. And we're like, we need that. So we needed to come up with another name that started with A. And so we just added an A and a V onto the beginning, and Avasha was born. And we love it more than any of the other ones previous
to
it. Wow,
that's so interesting how that worked out. And Zach Strobel is the program director and the co-founder of the incubator. And Zach, we're hearing basically a couple of businesses that are growing at the incubator at different stages. And I'm curious about, this is a campus-based startup accelerator. How do you assist a student who's coming at you with an idea that may not be fully formulated? How do you know which students are right to bring in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're open to any NKU student and also recent grads as well. And they do have to go through an application process. And so to fill out this application, you have to understand things like, who's your potential competition? Are you actually going after a problem? Is there a real need in the marketplace? And how do you solve that problem? If they make it past that round, they pitch to a panel of judges. So those are typically outside community members who have some entrepreneurship experience, who help us assess who gets into the program. And then we make our final decisions from there. But we're really looking for people who exhibit traits of entrepreneurs. They're very passionate about solving a problem, or like in Isaiah's case, you know, he was very creative and came up with a way of making money on his own, but he needed to figure out, how do I legitimize this and turn this into a business? And then with Elizabeth, she identified a problem, but she really hadn't dug into it yet. And so we had her, you know, interviewing lots and lots of people, and her co-founder knocked out 94 interviews in about 5 weeks, which was very impressive.
And should we say the co-founder's name? I feel like we've left her out.
Yes. Her name is Allie Creech. So she's also a sophomore at NKU.
Okay, cool. So when people are part of the program, what is the nurturing process?
So a lot of it's they're learning from people who are either entrepreneurs or professionals to help them with their startup. So they're learning, but they're also being pushed to make progress. And we actually pair them up with an entrepreneur in residence. So someone who's very experienced within the world of entrepreneurship, they've run a business themselves, they're successful, and they guide them weekly. We also provide coaching on the staff ourselves, but it's really, you know, they're being educated. It's outside the classroom, so this is not a class that they have to register for. We have some seed funding that they can qualify for. So both of them have used the seed funding to develop their business, and it's really accountability and just kind of giving them every resource and connection they could possibly need to be successful.
And this is in addition to regular coursework that these students might be engaged in.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's the thing with the courses is you're learning about this, but it's a set period of time. And so with the incubator, it's during the summer. You know, typically they're only in a couple classes, if any at all. And they really have that freedom to figure out like, hey, is this an idea that I want to move forward with? And some of them don't, and that's okay. And we want them to understand they can fail fast and learn that, but they learn the process. And so for these two, they're moving forward and they've been able to push through it. And they have a very promising either idea or business that's already launched.
Isaiah Kelly is the founder of Smoove Creations, which he developed at the incubator involving some shoes and repurposing them. And he has won one regional competition, is headed to nationals. What do you have to do out there at Silicon Valley in the national competition?
Right. So so there I really, like what I'm most excited about is I get to compete. So I get to compete against the top 30. So I'm really excited about that.
But is also, it just basically like this is what my business is and it's being compared to what other people are pitching?
Essentially, well, the cool thing about EO is it is about the business, but it's also about the, you know, the entrepreneur itself and their journey. And so everybody kind of has their own story, the struggles they've overcome. For me personally, like I wasn't a business major, so my struggle was that I had to kind of learn how a business runs and how a business functions while also in the midst of running my own business. And so you really just kind of just talk about that journey. And so that's kind of the basis behind it.
And Ashley, for you, with your app still Avasha being, sorry, I called you Ashley. Your app's yeah, okay. Name is Avasha. Your name is Elizabeth Shrout. My apologies. I've got 30 seconds left. And I just want to know, you know, you're in the early stages here. Do you see this as a potential career path for you?
Definitely. Yes. That is 100% the goal.
All right. Well, I want to thank Elizabeth Shrout, the creator of Avasha, and Isaiah Kelly, the creator of Smoove Creations.
Thank you.
And Zach Strobel, the co-founder and program director at the incubator. Thanks to all of you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.